Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because I've got somebody. I'm going to introduce you to somebody that you're going to like a lot. Maya Sisk is my friend, and she and I have collaborated on some projects before, but she's never been on the show, so it's the first time you're meeting her, but you're going to like her a lot. You're going to like what she has to say. She's director of integration She's a director and integration executive for IBM's Lotus Online Collaboration Services Group. Just think of her as one of the leaders of IBM's Lotus division, and I'll kind of abbreviate that a little bit. And she's here to talk to us about social networking, about software as a service. That sometimes they call it cloud computing. Have you heard that term before? Let's get her in here so we can find out what she has to say. Hi, Maya Sisk. Welcome back to the welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. You know, I said welcome back because I feel like you and I've done this 100 times.
It does feel like it. It's been a lot of fun talking to you, and I'm excited to be talking to your audience today.
Well, good. They're glad to have you here. And, you know, folks, some of you, if you've been to my website or if you heard me talking about this before, in October, Maya and I did a webinar for Lotus, the Lotus products, and we talked about social networking and a lot of it was social networking for business, right, Maya?
Absolutely. A little bit about business networks and the power of banding businesses together from a small and medium business perspective.
Exactly, and we had a great time. That's the reason why I said a minute ago I felt like we've already done this 100 times. Maya, one of the things that we talked about a little bit in the webinar, and by the way, that folks, those webinars are still available, and I think you can still link to them from my homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Maya, one of the things that we talked about a little bit, but not too much, and I'm glad we're having a chance to do that today, is how a regular small business, a Main Street small business, can get their hands around social networking. Now, I've got a weird kind of company. I got a media company. You know, it's our business to create content, to create information, to create knowledge and stuff like that, and to get it out there. And that's the business that we're in. So it makes a lot of sense for me and my group to be doing the social networking thing, the Twittering, blogging, that kind of thing. That's our stock and trade. But if you're a supplier, or if you're a dry cleaners, or you've got a restaurant, or you own a small manufacturing company, I think it's hard for people in those industries to kind of see the benefit of social networking. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that a lot of it is still a high-tech phenomenon, and it's just starting to inch into other industries. I personally think there are a couple of great ways to kind of dip your toe in the water and get started. I think one way to do it is to have a look and dip into some of the major social networking sites that are out there today. So, for example, watch your kids on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, right.
See how they're able to interact with their friends, how they're able to meet new
mm-hmm.
people. I mean, I think that it's a great way that we can learn from a younger generation. I also recommend for business people to go and try out LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because there are a lot of people on LinkedIn out there already, and LinkedIn does a good job, I think, of helping you find the people that you already know. So, you know, go look for classmates from college. You know, go look for people that work at your former employers. And you can use that in kind of a familiar way where there are a lot of people already there to start feeling your way out and getting comfortable. And to your point, I think a third great way is things like Twitter and blogging. It's getting very subject matter specific, very industry focused.
Yeah.
So, you know, go out there and search for blogs that are relevant to your industry. you know, blogs that are relevant to interests that you might have in, you know, technology or other topics to help improve your business. And observe, and then, you know, kind of from observing, see where you can start to participate yourself.
The way I see social networking as an individual is it's social, and it's the way people connect, especially the young people, Maya, and you. I think I'm sure you're in that group. I'm not, but the young people, how they connect with each other. You know, they don't even call people anymore. They text each other.
Absolutely.
You know, they're really young people. You know, they don't even know. You know, they, you know, I'm imagining one of them says, "Oh, hey, did you know this was a phone?"
Yep.
You know, because all they use it for is texting, and so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between social networking as an individual and the same that we use the same term for business, but does it need a new name? I've proposed that before, and we're going to get Maya's thoughts on that. We'll come back after these messages. How does social networking work for your business? Maya Sisk is with Lotus, and she can help us with that. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
time. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to the Big Daddy website there, smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's the home, that's the mothership. If you go there, you can get to the blog from there, and you can find the knowledge base, askjim.biz, there too. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will send you by email every Sunday afternoon. In fact, you can see a sample of the newsletter right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com and decide if it's something you think you'd like. And by the way, even if you subscribe and you decide you don't like it, you for whatever reason, you decide you don't want to get it anymore, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. We made sure that was possible. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Maya Sisk is our guest, and my friend, my old friend, your new friend, and she's with Lotus, a division of IBM. She's with the Collaboration Services Group there, a director and executive in that organization. And Maya, we're talking about social networking, but also blending in. You can't talk about social networking without talking about software as a service, and I want to get to that, to the SaaS thing in a minute. But before we do, as we went to the break, I was talking about the difference between social networking for individuals and what
right.
we still call social networking, I think, unfortunately, for businesses. And I think businesses look at people doing social networking on Facebook and MySpace and probably even some LinkedIn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the Twitter thing is a lot of that of the Twitter thing is inane. You know, what are you doing now? I'm making a sandwich. I mean, it's that kind of thing. And it troubles me, Maya, that serious business people look at that kind of behavior, that kind of activity, which is just fine if that's what you want to do as an individual, and they see that as not being productive for their business. Don't you think that's what's holding social networking back for business?
Yeah, I think that's very true. I mean, you know, obviously, I don't want my my colleagues from work seeing pictures of my dog on my Facebook page.
Right.
LinkedIn is starting to bridge the gap a little, but as you point out, it still is very individual focused, and the business purpose I think that LinkedIn is starting to get used for more and more extensively is job hunting and recruiting. So HR departments in companies might start to see some benefit, but I think you're right that LinkedIn hasn't crossed that chasm yet. We at IBM think that there's potential now in a convergence of social networking and collaboration tools to start making social networks places that business can be done. So while I don't think that there are a lot of places that's happening yet, I think we see that the conditions are right in terms of the technology being there, as well as, you know, honestly, with the global economy putting some pressure on people to get more creative
mm-hmm.
about, you know, turning over rocks, working your network, finding new business opportunities. And
the connectivity part of this is mind-boggling.
Right.
In fact, that's the thing, Maya, that makes me the most excited and makes me get over my fossil thinking, you know, me being an old guy remembering when we made a living with a pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter. It helps me to get over that when I think of the connectivity possibility.
Yes.
But I continue to look for where's the business relevance. And I'm gonna ask you a question that I kind of asked you in our webinar when we talked about this. When Chevrolet sent the Nova to Mexico, it didn't sell. And you know why?
Right, because the name says no go.
Nova in Spanish apparently means no go.
Right.
And so that name didn't work. So I'm proposing that social networking is not working, not going to work for small business. So here's my proposal, and you can pass this up to anybody who would be interested in knowing. I'm proposing business online networking instead of social networking. We've got to differentiate that.
Yes, I agree with you that is important because it's business to business. Not person to person. So, you know, as a small business owner, I would think that something that would make, this networking concept powerful to me is not only to be able to tap my own network, because I wouldn't be a small business owner if I didn't know how to network.
Right.
But how to tap the networks of my employees, of my business partners, and to utilize that extended network of people that I don't know personally and then engage with them to get work done.
Right. Now, one of the things that we talked about in the webinar, and I would like for you to mention this, are some of the things that your company is doing to address this. You actually have come up you've got some resources that you're making available to businesses.
We have. We've got a special project that we've been working on codenamed Blue House. And what Blue House is it's a place on the web where the business network and the collaboration tools to get work done come together. We've been in an open beta for Blue House. We've got about 10,000, I think we're up to 12,000 now, people who have enrolled to participate.
How much longer is the beta going to go?
The beta is going until February of next year.
So people still have the ability to join, and it's free to be a beta user, right?
Absolutely. So I would invite people to come out, check it out, give it a try, bluehouse.lotus.com. It's completely free. Lots of small businesses and some large businesses exploring it and using it to get work done.
So this is a way of collaborating, folks. Think of not inter, but intra. Collaborating and networking between groups that you work with, people that you do business with, not the world at large. You control this universe. And that's kind of
right.
this is a great step toward what I'm talking about, getting businesses relevant tools for networking online. I love it. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our friend Maya Sisk with Lotus, the Lotus division of IBM, and one of the leaders over at their new product, the Blue House, which you're going to be hearing more about, folks. So that's bluehouse.lotus.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Blue House, folks, just like I said it. Bluehouse.lotus, LOTUS.com, and that's where you can go to sign up for the free use of this beta application for Bluehouse that I'd like for you to go check that out, folks, because it could be your introduction, your first introduction to a tool that a social networking tool, not social networking, that's not right, a business networking tool that you could use between the people you do business with, your customers, people you're collaborating with on a project or whatever it may be, employees back and forth, whatever. There's a lot of ways to use that. So check it out. And Maya, thanks to you and Lotus for making that available to us for free, at least for a little while longer. I want you to help us tie this social networking, business online networking up, tie it up with cloud computing and with software as a service and cloud computing are basically the same thing, right?
Well, I think cloud computing is the broader version of software as a service, because cloud computing, the concept is it could be any kind of computing resource. And,
right.
You just get it from a trusted source and you use it as you like. A neighborhood within the cloud computing universe is software as a service,
mm-hmm.
where you access software functions over the Internet and you pay for what you use.
The power is on somebody else's server, not on your hard drive.
That is correct.
And probably even the storage of that work.
That's right. All you need is a web browser and a URL, and you're up and running.
The handy part about software as a service, and there are lots and lots of versions, folks, and it's been around a long time. We used to call them ASPs, application service providers, didn't we?
We did.
And so they've been around for a long time. They're just getting a lot more sophisticated. But the beauty of it is literally you can do work on it at your home, go to your office and log in and pick right up where you were, get on a plane and go somewhere else, and while you're at the airport, plug in and work on a little bit more, et cetera, because it always resides in the same place.
That's right. And I think we all use software as a service every day without thinking about it. I mean, when you Twitter, when you go to Google and do a search,
mm-hmm.
or utilize Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
Every day we're all using software as a service on the Internet. And, I think it's become more and more acceptable just in the past 2 or 3 years to use business software in the exact same way.
Do you think, can you see the day before long when the apparatus that we have on our desks and in our laps will kind of be fossils and fern stands, and we'll be accessing everything we do will be basically software as a service, and we'll be accessing it with our handsets and with holographic displays or whatever. That's not really that far off, is it?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that there are certain places where there's always going to be room for traditional software and big iron in the big companies, but for small companies, This really is making information technology more democratic. And, I agree with you that as a small company, you can get almost everything you need to run your business over the Internet, have a laptop or even a mobile computing device, things like the iPhone.
Right.
Get easier to use and more sophisticated that, you'll be able to run around with a device like the iPhone in your pocket.
Yep.
And access all of the function that you need to run your business, from email to your customer information to being able to exchange documents or hold meetings.
It's amazing, the handsets. I told my audience 10 years ago, if you want to see technological convergence happening in front of your eyes, watch the cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what's happened. Now they don't call them cell phones, they call them handsets.
That's right,
and that's where we're going, folks. And so, if you've got to recognize, never mind the hardware, you're going to use lots of different kinds of hardware. The idea is to get your head around cloud computing in as the umbrella, and software as a service as one of the main links of that, right?
Yeah, and I think for the small business in particular. Because the burden of setting up those servers and installing that software is shared across the customer base,
right.
It makes function affordable.
Yeah.
That you can really pay as you go, pay for what you need.
Including updates and new generations and
absolutely.
All that, and maintenance
absolutely.
And everything. Hey, Maya, I've got to wrap it up, but I've had so much fun. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim, and thanks for having me.
Let's do it again real soon. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the good work you do for small business. Maya Sisk, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be right back.
Mommy, you sure take the time and do a lot just to keep me safe. Knee pads, baby gate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.